Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Trees spiked in the Gifford Pinchot National Forest. The Earth Liberation Front Press Office received the following message on August 15, 2002. This action has not been claimed by any group or individual. Here is the announcement as received by Earth First Radio News. Hundreds of metallic and non-metallic spikes have been placed in units 28 and 29 of the Kirk timber sale in the Gifford Pinchot National Forest. Let me repeat. Hundreds of metallic and non-metallic spikes have been placed in units 28 and 29 of the Kirk timber sale in the Gifford Pinchot National Forest. The spikes were placed at all levels of the trees. Most trees have both metallic and non-metallic spikes. The Douglas fir, hemlock, cedar, and yew trees are an average of 300 years old. The 16-acre grove is a refuge of Cascadian native forest and is adjacent to the Dark Divide roadless area. It is home to elk, owl, and bear, among other wild beings. Logging this grove would require rebuilding a road and replacing a bridge over a major creek. The Kirk timber sale is one of many sales currently proposed in the Gifford Pinchot National Forest. Industrial logging of public lands is primarily a public subsidy for timber companies. The U.S. Forest Service timber sale program has never been economically viable and loses money yearly at the people's expense. The main beneficiaries are the owners and managers of a handful of timber companies. The system does provide jobs for a few local residents, but fewer all the time because of unsustainable logging practices. That short-term benefit is outweighed by the long-term losses of topsoil, clean water, fisheries, and biodiversity, which greatly reduce the chances that local people can make a sustainable living on the land. The timber sale program is the same as industrial resource extraction around the world in that its short-term profits are enjoyed by only a few, while the costs are felt by all. Acts of resistance like this spiking are part of a larger worldwide struggle to defend land and communities against clearcuts, war, and other acts of greed. This action seeks to keep these old-growth trees from ever being cut. It is not intended to put any timber workers at risk. This message is being sent out before any trees are felled. That is the end of the message. The above message should be sent to as many people as possible so that it becomes common knowledge that this area was spiked. Here are some facts about tree spiking. Tree spiking is a tactic that is controversial inside the environmental movement. Even among Earth First activists, there is no consensus about using the tactic. Some Earth First groups in Northern California have renounced it, and the movement as a whole does not advocate or condemn tree spiking. The tactic is believed to have originated with rival lumber companies using it against competitors to cause economic ruin. Wobblies, or IWW unionists, may have used the tactic against non-union lumber companies 90 years ago, but this is not confirmed. In recent years, tree spiking has been performed by some environmental activists as a form of economic sabotage. Even when a forest is known to have been spiked, logging companies do not necessarily inform their employees of this fact, and many still require their workers to go out and risk their lives cutting spiked trees. A state forest that was spiked near Bloomington, Indiana, was reportedly supposed to be cut down to protect workers in the future. While metallic spikes can sometimes be detected with scanners, non-metallic spikes cannot be detected until a blade hits them. This can cause injuries to timber fellers and mill workers. There is, however, no documented case of a worker being injured by spikes placed in a tree by environmentalists. One purported case in Northern California turned out on investigation to have been caused by a faulty saw blade that the injured worker had previously reported to management, but the company had failed to replace the worn blade. Earth First Radio News reports such events because they are newsworthy and underreported by the corporate press and to help prevent danger to workers in the woods. This does not necessarily mean that Earth First Radio News advocates tree spiking. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on by,